we've got Family Volunteer Day coming up this Saturday. It's a really good opportunity for families to get out there and together as a group do some service for their communities. And so we've got a few different events that I wanted to mention. But I also wanted to just mention that, you know, it's a great thing to do as a family. And I was trying to think on the way in the last couple of years, I read something somewhere that said that most people who volunteer say, the majority of people say that they volunteered with their parents or their parents volunteered. So it was, you know, an example that was set for them. And volunteers are so critical.
Family Volunteer Day. So you get the family together, but to do what?
Well, we've got a few different things going on. In Marquette, we've got the Family Volunteer Day Fair at the YMCA, and people will be coming together to do some service projects that related to Thanksgiving, usually, putting Thanksgiving baskets. That's what most of these, because of the time of the year, obviously, most of these are doing. So we went last year, my husband and my son and I, and we were making napkin rings for, you know, where they serve the Thanksgiving dinners to the elderly or homeless people and things like that.
So what are some options here for families this weekend?
Well, in addition to the one in Marquette at the YMCA, we've got another one in Newberry where people can help collect donations and make Thanksgiving baskets at the Luce County Resource and Recreation Center. In Iron Mountain, the families can go out and help the Salvation Army pack up Thanksgiving mealboxes for families in need. Mm-hmm. And in Escanaba, people can help the JCs of Delta County by donating canned goods to be included in the baskets.
Which to me kind of drives home the whole point about the Great Lakes Center for Youth Development. It is stationed here, but you're talking Newberry, Luce mm-hmm. County, Escanaba. I mean, you really are a UP-wide organization.
Yeah. We've got, actually today, well, yesterday I was in Escanaba doing something, and today we've got somebody up in Copper Country working with an organization up there. So, yeah, we've been getting out.
Well, I mean, that's the idea of it, and you're trying to get the word out also for all these options for families and everything. So there's at the times, I mean, I don't want to say times, but just starting Saturday morning, what?
Well, let's see. The one in Marquette is from 1 to 4.
Oh, okay.
And then there's information. We don't have times for the other ones.
Right.
I'm mistaken. The one in Newberry is from 11 to 1. But we've got more information on our website, or this is in part put together by the UP Volunteer Network, and we're kind of the hub for that. So we've got more information.
Well, what it does too is, you know, you have these specific events, but it also drives home the point of the importance of volunteering. And there's ample opportunity, people within your own church, within other organizations that are around, because there's, as you pointed out, there's always a need for something and someone.
Yes, volunteers are absolutely critical. They're just the heartbeat of many of the things that our nonprofit organizations do. And so we have to make sure that we keep that spark alive in our kids and demonstrate that in our communities.